All right, we've only got about 7 minutes to go through a whole lot of stuff that's happening. Yeah, we start with today. Where do you want to get going, Ronica?
Well, I mean, let's start with tonight. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yeah. There's a ton of stuff going on tonight if you want to have a little date night or Galentine's night. We got a mini concert at 50 North this afternoon.
Yeah.
Dave and Jeannie Johnson are a married duo that is going to sing some Scandinavian folk music and oldies rock and roll.
Yeah, Craig Swenson was in here last week talking about this too. He said it's definitely worth your time.
Then if you want to go out to the winery at Vintage Escapes Winery in Kilkenny, they've got a Sips and Sweets event going on, which is going to be a pairing of wines with different chocolates.
Sounds pretty
amazing.
Yeah.
Up in Lakeville at Brianna's Chart House, they're going to have Valentine's Day dinner and dancing with Wren and Wild.
Mm-hmm. I swear every restaurant you go to today will have some sort of dinner for two special thing. Yeah.
The YMCA has a masquerade ball tonight.
They do.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
Well, you hadn't missed it yet. You could still go.
Actually, I hate dressing up in costumes and stuff. But that sounds fun, though.
Yeah, right. it's fun for the whole family there.
Latin dance night at Imminent Brewing. I know that they've been trying to get more Latin music in there since their old music booker retired, and that looks like fun. Except that I don't know how to dance at all.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, oh, look, they're going to have a teacher leading a group class learning some dance moves. Have you ever tried doing Zumba?
Yes, I have, and it's really fun. It's really hard, and it's usually tricky to follow along. So hopefully this will be a slower pace.
Really, I'm like, I wish I was invisible right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I've never tried it.
Yeah.
And then, Thomasina Petrus is doing her Legends of Jazz Valentine show.
At State Theater.
At the State Theater in Zumbrota, which is a really cool little place to go.
It's, and she's amazing, actually. I went and saw her when she was at State Theater a couple of years ago, and she is just a powerhouse vocalist really just channels Billie Holiday. This is going to be a Billie Holiday show.
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool.
And she's a multi-talent because she even has a business of where she sells an old family recipe of cashew brittle.
Oh, really? Oh,
I think that's her day job.
That's great. All right. And, I'm a sucker for John Denver. Can't help it. And Lane Yost is doing his John Denver tribute up in Rosemont tonight at the Steeple Center.
Yeah, that should be amazing.
Yes, exactly. All right. And because Valentine's Day is on a Friday, it sort of carries through.
It's usually a Valentine's weekend.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And nothing says romance to me like old-time bluegrass music.
You and I have very different ideas of romantic music.
You and I remember bluegrass music very differently. Tony Rook Band, just a great bluegrass, and they're an old-time bluegrass band. They do it the way the really old-school bluegrass musicians used to do it. They don't plug their instruments in. They put a microphone in the center of the stage and they gather around it, and that's how they play the music. It's fun. It's
neat.
Cool. Yes. And Crimson Roots is playing at the Cannon River Winery tomorrow afternoon too. That's an afternoon concert. That's worth your time.
100%. Oh, yeah. Those guys are all over the place.
They are. They are hustlers, too. I mean, they like to... Yeah.
They send me their performances every month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a lot of musicians do that. And no. I appreciate it when people send the information to me so I don't have to go digging for it.
What's your email address?
content@entertainmentguidemn.com.
There it is.
Always free to submit an event.
If you're listening, there folks, you content at entertainment... Say that again?
content@entertainmentguidemn.com.
There we go. All right.
That was my radio voice.
That was good, too.
That was very good. And then if you want to go in the opposite direction of romance and bluegrass, murder mystery.
Life lifts on the love boat.
Yes, sounds... Next Chapter Winery. Doing another one of their murder mystery dinners.
Cannon River Winery's having a disco party, man. I'm in on that.
That actually sounds amazing.
Exactly. When was the last time you got to do the hustle and not get laughed at? Right?
Hey, and I've got some pretty amazing vintage clothing down at Vintage Etc. if you want to dress up.
Good plug.
I actually have a sky blue polyester bodysuit.
No kidding.
With a big wide collar and bell bottoms.
Can you find me platform shoes to go with that? That would be amazing.
Oh, I've probably got some at home.
I'm sure. Ryan has this glittery jacket rainbow thing that is definitely a post disco era item, but would have fit in perfectly in those days.
I tell you, that jacket, I spent maybe $30-$40 on that thing. Best money I've ever spent. I have gotten so many compliments on that jacket, and I've worn it a ton. Like, money right. Well spent right there. Yeah. And then we've got Buddy Holly and the Winter Dance Party.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that too. Tis the season, the anniversary of the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and Big Bopper, just like 90 miles from here, was beginning of the month. And so there, you see these Buddy Holly tributes popping up in February all over the place.
This is probably the last one of the season.
And that's just such great music. It's such great music. I mean, if that's something that floats your boat, go check this out. And it's at the Old Pine Theater in Pine Island. Go check it out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, this weekend at Paradise Center, they've got Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, that's this weekend. Look at that.
Paradise Community Theater.
Yes. Yes. We've had a lot of conversation about that on Art Zany, which is coming up here in 2 minutes. So we got to get out of there. Got to get out of the way. A couple other things that are worth mentioning on Sunday. St. Olaf Choir has been on tour, and this is their homecoming concert. At Bow Chapel, Sunday afternoon at 3:30, St. Olaf Choir, folks. I mean, it's one of the best choirs in the world. Mm-hmm. Go check them out.
And there's a father-daughter dance at Faribault Park and Rec Center.
Right.
That's cute.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always, that. As a father of daughters, I promise you those things are always dads. They're always worth your time. Mm. Always. Don't even give it a second thought. Just go.
That's absolutely awesome.
I got to plug before we go the Culture Cruise movie night on Monday night. If you haven't been to that,
no,
it is the funnest. So
oh my gosh.
They do at the Grand, I think it's the second or third Monday of the month.
Yep.
So it's this Monday. And this time they're doing Star Wars, the original Star Wars. They pull down a big screen. They show the movie. They've got some throwback tavern food there, and the atmosphere is just great. People are clapping and cheering and screaming.
That sounds so fun.
I went to the M for Murder. I think that was
the first one. That was the very first one.
It was a really fun experience.
So, yeah, it was nice to be with the other audience and hear everyone laughing. And
right, Ronica, thanks a ton. We will talk to you again next week. We greatly appreciate it. Everyone go check out the entertainment guide, which you can find pretty much anywhere where people gather. It's all over the place. Go check it out. And that's going to do it for us. We